Does it make me glad?
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我们先来念几处圣经。
We'll read some passages from Scripture.
诗篇四十七篇。
Psalm 47.
诗篇四十七篇，可拉后裔的诗，交与领长。
For the choir director, a psalm of the sons of Korah.
万民啊，你们都要拍掌。要用夸胜的声音向神呼喊。
Oh, clap your hands, all peoples. Shout to God with the voice of joy.
因为耶和华至高者是可畏的，他是治理全地的大君王。
For the Lord Most High is to be feared, a great king over all the earth.
他叫万民伏在我们以下，又叫列邦伏在我们脚下。
He subdues peoples under us and nations under our feet.
他为我们选择产业，就是他所爱子耶雅各的荣耀，希拉。
He chooses our inheritance for us, the glory of Jacob, whom he loves, Selah.
神上升，有喊声相送；耶和华上升，有脚声相送。
God has ascended with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet.
你们要向神歌颂，歌颂，向我们王歌颂。
Sing praises to God, sing praises, sing praises to our King, sing praises.
因为神是全地的王，你们要用悟性歌颂。
For God is the King of all the earth, sing praises with a skillful song.
神作王，治理万国，神坐在他的圣宝座上。
God reigns over the nations, God sits on his holy throne.
列邦的君王聚集。要做亚伯拉罕之神的名，因为世界的盾牌是属神的，他为至高。
The princes of the people have assembled themselves as the people of God of Abraham, for the shields of the earth belong to God. He is highly exalted.
我们有些祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
父啊，昨日清晨，让儿女们聚集在你的面前。
Father, on this morning of the Lord's day, your people gathered before you.
愿照着神怜悯的心肠，叫清晨的日光从高天临到我们。
And may the Lord who causes the light to come, may it come upon us this morning.
要照亮坐在黑暗中死因幽谷的人。
To shine upon those who may be in the darkness.
把我们的脚引到平安的路上。
And guide our feet onto the path of peace.
愿颂赞归于神。
May all the praise be unto you.
他是万王之王，万主之主。
You are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords.
那创造宇宙天地的主是值得敬拜称颂的。
And the God of creation is most worthy to be praised.
万膝要跪拜，万口要承认。
And all knees will bow, all tongue confess.
称耶稣基督为主，愿荣耀归于神。
That Jesus Christ is Lord, may glory be to God.
Amen.
Amen.
这诗篇四十七篇是鼓励众人来称颂、来赞美神。
This Psalm 47 was used by people to bring praises to God.
那我和姊妹在亲身经历了一幕生死离别的时刻。
And my wife and I had gone through a period of a moment of life and death.
那心中有无限的感触。
And our hearts were deeply moved.
当看见那个生命的气息慢慢的消失的时候
As we saw the breath of life slowly dying down.
那不自觉想到我们该做些什么事情
And we did not know what we ought to do in that moment.
在那末了的片时拿起了诗歌来唱诗祷告来赞美主
And at that particular instance, we decided to pick up the hymn to sing and praise the Lord.
那一切都平静安稳归回安息
and everything became calm and we found this rest
我们在场的亲人也都感受到那出人意外的平安
and even our relative felt that surpassing rest of God
和在主里面的喜乐
and also that joy in the Lord
因此呢这篇诗呢对我也有特别的意义
and so this psalm holds particular meaning to me
那这篇诗呢，它可能是描述这个大卫啊，把这个约柜抬到大卫城，就是锡安的宝藏那个时刻。
And so this psalm could be describing the moment when David moved the ark into the city of David, which is the stronghold of Zion.
那这诗篇诗七篇第五节呢，提到神上升，有喊声相送；耶和华上升，有脚声相送。
And Psalm 47 says, God has gone up amid shouting, Jehovah amid the sound of the trumpet.
那么在撒尔姆记下篇呢第六章十五节也特别提到这个大卫搬运着约柜的这个情景。
And so 2 Samuel also, in chapter 6, also describes the bring up the ark of the Lord.
撒母耳记下六章十五节。
2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 15.
这样大卫和以色列的全家欢呼吹角将耶和华的约柜抬上来
2 Samuel chapter 6 verse 15 So David and all the house of Israel were bringing up the ark of the Lord with shouting and the sound of the trumpet
刚念的这两节圣经呢都提到欢呼和角声
And so both passages had talked about the shouting and also the sound of the trumpet
符合了这个时刻的情景
And it indeed matches the scenery that we read here.
但是我们再进一步来看呢，另外一个情景也有可能哈。
But if we read a little bit more, it could also describe another scene.
当主耶稣完成了地上的事，他升上天的时候。
When the Lord Jesus finished the work on earth and ascended into heaven.
在希伯来书十二章二十二节提到。
In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22, it says.
你们乃是来到锡安山，永生神的城邑，就是天上的耶路撒冷。
But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the whole heavenly Jerusalem, and to myriads of angels.
那使徒行传，第一章第九节到十一节也提到这时候的情景。
And Acts chapter 1 verses 9 to 11 also describe the scene.
Okay, 使徒行传第一章第九节。说了这话，他们正看的时候，他就被取上身，有一朵云彩把他接去，便看不见他了。
Acts chapter 1 verse 9 And after he had said these things, he was lifted up while they were looking on, and a cloud received him out of their sight.
第十节，当他往上去，他们定睛望天的时候，忽然有两个人身穿白衣站在旁边说。
And verse 10, And as they were gazing intently into the sky while he was going, behold, two men in white clothing stood beside them.
十一节，加利利人啊，你们为什么站着望天呢？这离开你们被接升天的耶稣，你们见他怎样往天上去，他还要怎样来。
Verse 11, They also said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into the sky? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven...will come in just the same way as you have watched him go into heaven.
他们讲到你们见他怎样往天上去他也要怎么样来。
And so they said that how the Lord was gone into heaven, he will come into the same way.
那这两节圣经呢他没有提到欢呼和吹角的声音。
And so this passage did not mention the aspect of shouting or the sound of the trumpet.
我们看帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians.
第四章十六到十七节。
Chapter 4, verses 16 to 17.
帖撒罗尼迦前书四章十六节。
1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 to 17.
因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响。那在基督里死了的人必先复活。
For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first.
十七节，以后我们这活着还存留的人，必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇。
Verse 17, then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air.And so we shall always be with the Lord.
从使徒行传和这帖撒罗尼迦前书，我们可以来看一下这个主升天和他再来的一个顺序。
So from Acts and First Thessalonians, we can see the sequence of the Lord's ascension. So the sequence of the Lord's ascension is from the earth to the heaven and then to the throne. This is what is said in Acts.
那在帖撒罗尼迦前书讲到主再来的顺序是从宝座到云里在空中与主相遇。
And in 1 Thessalonians, we see the sequence of the Lord's second coming, which is from the throne to the air and then to the earth.
那留在地上的人呢，没有办法听见这个欢呼和脚声。
And those who are left on earth, they won't be able to hear the shouting or the sound of the trumpet because these sounds will happen in heaven.
那这诗篇47篇第9节,
and so Psalm 47 verse 9
这边提到列邦的君王聚集要做亚伯拉罕之神的名，因为世界的盾牌是属神的，他为至高。
Psalm 47 verse 9 says, the princes of the people have assembled themselves as the people of the God of Abraham, for the shields of the earth belong to God. He is highly exalted.
那中文呢和刚刚弟兄念的那个翻译啊，都是讲到列邦的君王。
And in the Chinese translation as well as the English, it said princes of the people.
那在Darby的翻译里面，他就是讲到，这列邦的君王是指着这些有。
In the Darby translation, this is actually translated as the willing-hearted.
那么这一颗愿意的心呢，是我今天的负担所要交通的。
And so the phrase "the willing-hearted" is the burden of my sharing today.
那我们可以从几处来看一下哈，这一篇诗。
And so we can take a look at a few passages to understand this.
有几点哈，先来看是谁应该来称颂。
So first, let's see who are those who ought to praise the Lord.
第二点呢，我们看到是怎么样的情况，我们来赞美神。
And then we'll see in what manner do they come to praise the Lord.
最后来看是怎么样的原因，我们来赞美神。
And then we'll examine for what reason do they come to praise the Lord.
我们先看谁该来称颂赞美神。
And so let's first look at who will sing praises and shout to the Lord.
诗篇47篇第一节提到，万民呐，你们都要拍掌，要用夸胜的声音向神呼喊。Psalm
47 verse 1 says, Oh, clap your hands, all peoples, shout to God with the voice of joy.
这边提到万民。Here
it says, all peoples.
那么这些年呢，神给我机会能够同时照顾老人和小孩。So
throughout the years, the Lord has given me opportunity to take care of both the young and the old.
总会在他们之间做一些比较，然后观察到一些不同的现象。
And so I would often compare these two ages and note the differences between them.
那么在自我反思，然后看看我是不是会犯同样的错误。
And I would also then go through self-reflection to see if I do the same things.
那我们看到小孩子呢，对事情的他的反应呢是直接而没有掩饰的。
So we know that kids react in a way that is very direct and without disguise.
高兴呢，就手足舞蹈，大声的呼叫。
If they are happy, they will clap their hands and jump.
他从不隐藏心里面的那些光景。
And they will not withhold what they are feeling inside.
那年事稍长呢，他阅历比较多一点呢，心里面就有许多的防范。
But for the older ones, when they have feelings, they might put up a guard.
那他对事情呢，他有更多的顾虑。
And they consider more about the situation.
他不会呢轻易表露出心里面的状态和想法。
And they will not easily reveal what's inside their hearts.
那让人没有办法来琢磨。
And so it's hard for people to know what they're feeling.
那这里作诗的人呢，鼓励不管是年幼年长的，我们不管你的心里面是欢喜快乐，或是低沉幽闷的时候，都要起来欢呼来。
But the psalmist here encourages all peoples, young and old, no matter whether you're happy or in distress, to clap your hands and shout to God with the voice of joy. Because God who created the heaven and the earth is worthy to be praised. And so no matter if you're a child or an older person, you ought to praise the Lord. And so in what manner do we praise the Lord?
这47篇第一节, 万民啊, 你们都要拍掌, 要用夸胜的声音向神呼喊。
Verse 1 says, Oh, clap your hands, all peoples, shout to God with the voice of joy.
第六节，你们要向神歌颂，歌颂，向我们王歌颂，歌颂。
Verse 6 says, Sing praises or psalms to God, sing praises to our King, sing praises.
第七节，因为神是全地的王，你们要用悟性歌颂。
Verse 7, For God is the King of all the earth, sing praises with a skillful song.
第六节、第七节，这个两节里头有五次提到要歌颂。
So in verses 6 and 7, five times does it say sing praises or sing psalms.
那么人里面心情喜乐的时候呢，不自觉的就会唱歌，不管大声唱或者是从里面心里面来哼的啊。
So when we have joy in our hearts, unknowingly we start singing or at the very least we hum.
那大人和小孩都一样，这是发表我们里面的一个情绪。
And whether you're older or younger, it's the same. This is a way of expressing what's within us.
那唯一不同的第七节里面讲到要用悟性来歌颂。
The only difference is in verse 7, it says sing praises with a skillful song.
那么不是心不在焉的，没有意识的来唱的。
And we're not just singing without meaning or knowledge.
我们乃是用心去理解。
But we are really trying to have this understanding from
our heart. 这么样我们才能够融入歌词里面的那个含义。
Only then can we really delve into the meaning and intent of the song we sing.
那个我们唯有如此呢，才能够明白这个体会作诗人他里面的情景。
Only then can we truly understand what the psalmist is conveying at the time.
啊，颂赞神，敬拜神，蒙神的悦纳。
And to really sing songs of praise and worship for these things to be acceptable to God.
在以弗所书五章十九节提到。
And in Ephesians 5:19 it says this.
当用诗章、颂词、灵歌。彼此对说，口唱心和的赞美主。
Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord.
哥罗西书三章十六节也提到。
Colossians 3:16 also says this.
当用各样的智慧，把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里。
Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you.
用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导。互相劝诫，以心被恩感歌颂神。
With all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God.
那么用悟性歌颂呢，有这个彼此教导、互相劝诫的意思。
And so, this entails, with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another.
也就是口唱心和的赞美主。
Which is that we are able to sing all these things with thankfulness in our hearts to God.
那我们许多时候，我们弟兄姊妹一起在唱诗的时候，灵里面有被激励、感动，能够里面有那种感觉。
And so, oftentimes when brothers and sisters sing together, do we have this spirit of teaching and admonishing and praise?
那么第三点，我们提到什么样的理由我们来赞美神呢？
And then we'll also talk about for what reason are they praising the Lord.
诗篇四十七篇第七节，因为神是全地的王，你们要用悟性歌颂。
Verse 7 says, For God is the King of all the earth, sing praises with a skillful song.
第八节，神作王治理万国，神坐在他的圣宝座上。
Verse 8, God reigns over the nations, God sits on his holy throne.
第九节，列邦的君王。聚集要做亚伯拉罕之神的名，因为世界的盾牌是属神的，他为至高。
The princes of the people have assembled themselves as the people of the God of Abraham, for the shields of the earth belong to God. He is highly exalted.
那四十七篇第二节
，Psalm 47 verse 2，
因为耶和华至高者是可畏的，他是治理全地的大君王。
For the Lord Most High is to be feared, a great king over all the earth.
第三节，他叫万民伏在我们以下，又叫列邦伏在我们脚下。
Verse 3, He subdues peoples under us and nations under our feet.
第四节，他为我们选择产业，就是他所爱之雅各的荣耀。
Verse 4, He chooses our inheritance for us, the glory of Jacob, whom he loves.
第五节，神上升有喊声相送，耶和华上升有叫声相送。
Verse 5, God has ascended with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet.
在以弗所书第一章里面也提到。
And in Ephesians chapter 1, it's also mentioned.
以弗所书一章十一节。
Ephesians 1, verse 11.
我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那位随己意行作万事的主，照着他旨意所预定的。
Also, we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to his purpose, who works all things after the counsel of his will.
那主为我们所做的和他所要成就的一切，都是超乎我们所求所想的。
So all that the Lord has done for us, all that he will accomplish, exceeds our expectations.
我们眼睛未曾见，耳未曾闻，心也未曾想过。
And these are things that eyes cannot see, ears have not heard, and hearts that cannot fathom.
在彼得前书一章里面提到。
And in 1 Peter chapter 1, it says this.
彼得前书一章三节到四节。
1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 to 4.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照着自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
第四节，可以得着，不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。
Verse 4, to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you.
这历世历代所隐藏的奥秘，就是基督在我们心里成了荣耀的盼望。
So this mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations is that Christ in us is our hope of glory.
因为神是我们的产业。
Because Christ is our inheritance.
那诗篇四十七篇第九节。
And so Psalm 47 verse 9.
列邦的君王，亚伯拉罕之神的名，因为世界的盾牌是属神的，他为至高。
Since the princes of the people have assembled themselves as the people of the God of Abraham, for the shields of the earth belong to God, he is highly exalted.
那么这最后一节是一幕场景，提到两种人。
And so this last verses depict a scene where two kinds of people are gathered together.
这个列邦的君王包括两种人。
And so the princes of the people include two types of people.
第一种是自愿的，他们是属神的子民。
And so first are those who volunteer the willing heart of God's children.
另外一批人是不自愿的，他是属于外邦人，他是一切那些所被掳的。
And the other hand are those who are not willing-hearted, the involunteers, the captives.
那么这边提到的盾牌呢，是也有两种不同的情形。
And so the shields of the earth then also speaks of two things.
不论是自愿的属神的子民，或是和不自愿的这些外邦人，他们都共同有的一样东西。
So whether it's those who are the willing-hearted or unwilling-hearted, they both have it.
那么对属神的子民来说，是这些有自愿的心的人呢，他们的盾牌是什么呢？
And so for those who are willing in their hearts, what do these shields represent?
在哥林多后书第三章十四节、十六节提到。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 14 to 16, it says this.
第十四节，但他们的心心地刚硬，直到今日诵读旧约的时候，这帕子还没有揭去，这帕子在基督里已经废去了。
Verse 14, but their minds were hardened, for until this very day, at the reading of the old covenant, the same veil remains unlifted, because it is removed in Christ.
十五节，然而直到今日，每逢诵读摩西书的时候，帕子还在他们心上。
But verse 15, but to this day, whenever Moses is read, a veil lies over their heart.
16节，但他们的心几时归向主，帕子就几时除去了。
Verse 16, but whenever a person turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away.
那么这个帕子就提到的就是他们心里面的盾牌。
And so this veil is the shield of their heart.
所有的金夸字词呢都要除去，交托俯伏在神的手中。
All of this vanity and pride, they need to be taken away and to be given unto the Lord.
那么这些不自愿的外邦人，他们的盾牌就是他们所倚靠征战的工具。
And so for those who are not willing-hearted, these shields are the tools and the weapons that they fight with.
那么如今他们已经被掳掠了，他们也要卸下他们心里面的盾牌。
And so now that they have been taken captive, they also have to submit these things.
箴言21章第一节提到。
Psalm 21 verse 1 says this.
王的心在耶和华手中，好像垄沟的水随意流转。
The king's heart is like channels of water in the hand of the Lord. He turns it wherever he wishes.
这一切呢都是属神的。
All these things belong to God.
愿神的国在我们的心里面掌权。
And so may the Lord also reign in our heart.
掳掠一切不属他的心思意念。
To bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ.
降服在主的前面。
To bring it before him.
并管制约束魂里面一切的作为。
And to indeed be able to restrain all the activities of our hearts and our souls.
存着敬畏神的心，讨主的喜悦。
To have a fearing heart and a heart that desires to please the Lord.
用悟性从心里面的深处时刻来颂赞。
That we may praise with the understanding, with the skillful song that rises from our hearts.
归于荣耀给神。
And to give glory to God.
那么凡有愿意的心的人，是随时预备好心里面心甘情愿来歌颂来赞美神的。
And so those who have a willing heart is always prepared and willing to give praises to the Lord.
以弗所书六章里面提到。
And Ephesians 6 mentions this.
以弗所书六章六节。
Ephesians 6 verse 6.
不要只在眼前侍奉，像是讨人喜欢的，要像基督的仆人，从心里遵行神的旨意。
Not by way of eye service as men pleasers, but as slaves of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart.
第七节，甘心侍奉，好像服侍主，不像服侍人。
Verse 7, with good will render service as to the Lord and not to men.
同样十五节。
Verse 15 as well.
又用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。
And having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
这里呢，预备呢，不只是准备好了，同时还要有一颗愿意的心。
Here, preparation does not simply mean being prepared, but it also entails being willing.
甘心乐意，随时为主所用。
To always have a willing heart to be used by the Lord.
诗篇四十五篇第一节。
And Psalm 45, verse 1.
我心里涌出美食，我论到我为王做的事，我的舌头是快手笔。
My heart overflows with a good theme. I address my verses to the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer.
愿基督的爱激励我们。
May the love of Christ constrain us.
当用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和的赞美主。
That we may continue to speak to one another in songs and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and praising with our heart to the Lord.
让我们彼此勉励，也让神来祝福他自己的话语。
So may we encourage each other and may the Lord bless his word.
我们再有些祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
For 我们就是里面一颗那愿意的心，也是你给的。
Father, the willing heart that we may have, it is you that gives it to us.
没有人能够自夸。
And no one can boast of themselves.
让我们的心归向神，除去心中的帕子。
May our heart belong unto you. May you remove the veil.
我们将心举起，口唱心和赞美神。
We lift up our hearts and with songs we sing praises to you.
那创造宇宙天地的主是值得称颂的。
That the Lord who created the heaven and earth is most worthy to be praised.
万膝要跪拜，万口要承认，称颂耶稣基督为主，愿荣耀归于父神。
And all knees will bow, all tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, and may you receive all the glory.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank the Lord for giving us opportunity to share from His Word.
感谢主赐我这样子的时间来与弟兄姊妹分享他的话语。
And something that's been in my heart for a while is related to the situations out in the world today.
在我的心中，这个负担已经有一段的时间啊，就是我们周遭这个世界里面所发生的一些事情。
And there are many in public today that seek to take advantage of the church and of believers by claiming to either be Christians or defending Christian beliefs.
在这个公众的场合，我们看到有一些人，他们或者是自称为基督徒，或者是宣称要来捍卫基督的信仰，以此来利用圣徒。
So who should we believe?
那么我们到底应该相信谁？
What should the testimony of the church be?
在今天这个世界上，教会所要做的见证到底是什么？
Let's take a look at what the Bible says.
我们现在来看一看圣经是怎样说的。
Let's first look at 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 5 through 7.
我们首先翻开提摩太前书。
Chapter 1, verses 5 through 7. I'll read it first, and then our sister will read. But the goal of our instruction is love from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith. For some men, straying from these things, have turned aside to fruitless discussion, wanting to be teachers of the law, even though they do not understand either what they are saying or the matters about which they make confident assertions.
提摩太前书第
一章
第一章
五到七节，
但命令的总归就是爱，这爱是从清洁的心和无愧的良心、无伪的信心生出来的。有人偏离这些，反去讲虚浮的话，想要做教法师，却不明白自己所讲说的、所论定的。
What does the Bible teach us about being a Christian?
圣经是怎样教导我们何为基督徒？
The Bible tells us that we are saved by faith and not by the law.
圣经告诉我们，我们基督徒的得救是靠着信心，而不是靠行为。
Paul wrote much about this topic.
保罗就着这一个话题写过许多的话语。
Especially in the book of Romans.
特别是在罗马书里面。
We are justified by faith and not by works.
我们是因信称义，而不是因着行为。
And it is not the law that saves us.
并不是律法拯救了我们。
If we are saved by faith and not by following the law.
如果我们是靠着信心得救的，我们就不当来依靠律法。
Why should we need then?To establish human laws, human political laws to live by.
那么如果是这样子的话，我们为什么要建立这样子的政治体系、政治法律来我们来遵从这样子的法律呢？
Looking at the history of the world that we live in.
看看我们所处的这个世界上，我们所经历的历史。
There are many examples of.Kings and politicians that have used law and Christianity together to as a tool.
在这个历史当中，我们看到有许多的政治人物，无论是国家的君王还是民选的官员，他们将这个政治与宗教糅合来作为工具。
And they use it to benefit themselves or their own goals.
他们利用这些来。为他们自己得利。
And it is to me a sign of failure of the life of a Christian to need human laws to demonstrate our Christianity.
对于我来说，如果基督徒需要依赖人所制定的法律来维持一个正常的秩序， 那么这是基督徒生命见证失败。
In Hebrews chapter 8, verses 10 and 11.
在希伯来书第八章第十到第十一节。
For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws into their minds, and I will write them on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall not teach everyone his fellow citizen, and everyone his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for all will know me, from the least to the greatest of them.
希伯来书第八章第十节，主又说，那些日子以后，我与以色列家所立的约乃是这样。我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上。我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。他们不用个人教导自己的乡邻和自己的弟兄，说你该认识主，因为他们从最小的到至大的都必认识我。
So the Christian testimony ought to be from within and not enforced externally.
所以基督徒的见证理当是由内而外发出的，而不是来自于外面的强制。
And the Bible tells us that this life should be a private life and not just one that is displayed publicly.
圣经告诉我们基督徒的这个生命是一个隐藏的这个生命，而不是靠着外面的行为来说明。
As the Bible tells us in Matthew 6, that our faith ought not to be paraded publicly to be praised by men.
就像马太福音第六章里面说的，我们不是因为要得着人的称赞而在公众面前宣扬我们的信仰。
So we see that those who seek to use Christian beliefs as a tool are setting a poor testimony of the church.
所以那些想利用基督信仰来说明他自己的，实际上这些人他们缺乏基督徒的见证。
And so what is the outcome of this poor testimony that's being set before men?
那么缺乏见证对于教会在世人面前的见证有怎样不好的影响呢？
Often we are now considered less than the unbelievers.
现在我们知道这个世界上面的基督徒人数越来越少。
And the book of Romans chapter 2 verse 24 says, For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you, just as it is written.
罗马书第二章第二十四节说到，神的名在外邦人中因你们受了亵渎，正如经上所记。
And the number of believers has declined year after year.
这些年来基督徒的人数不断的下降。
It's gotten to the point that in the past year, the number of those who have considered themselves to be non-believers or unaffiliated with any religion have grown higher than those of Catholics or evangelical Protestants.
以至于达到一个地步，在去年的一个统计当中显示出，那些宣称自己毫无宗教信仰的人数占比高达28%，高于自称为天主教徒或者是新教徒的。
And so why has the poor testimony impacted Christians in this way?
那么为什么基督徒缺乏见证对教会的见证有如此负面的影响呢？
First, there is the hypocrisy of their beliefs.
首先是当我们的信仰成为一种假冒伪善。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 3 to 7. But immorality or any impurity or greed must not even be named among you, as is proper among saints. And there must be no filthiness and silly talk or coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know with certainty, that no immoral or impure person or covetous man who is an idolater has an inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not be partakers with them.
以弗所书第五章第三到第七节，至于淫乱并一切污秽或是贪婪，在你们中间连提都不可，方合圣徒的体统。淫词、妄语和嬉笑的话都不相宜，总要说感谢的话，因为你们确实的知道，无论是淫乱的，是污秽的，是有贪心的，在基督和神的国里都是无份的。有贪心的就与拜偶像的一样，不要被人屈服的话欺哄，因为这些事神的愤怒必临到那悖逆之子，所以你们不要与他们同伙。
Often their own goals are for self-gain and not for Christ.
很多时候我们自己的目的是为了我们自己得利，而不是为着基督的缘故。
And those will seek to enrich themselves rather than to spread the gospel of Christ.
那些人他们愿意来得到自己的好处，而他们实际所想的并不是要广传福音。
In Titus chapter 1 verses 10 through 11 and verse 16, For there are many rebellious men, empty talkers and deceivers, especially those of the circumcision, who must be silenced because they are upsetting whole families, teaching things they should not teach for the sake of sordid gain. Verse 16, they profess to know God, but by their deeds they deny him, being detestable and disobedient and worthless for any good deed.
这里提多书第一章第十到十一节和第十六节，因为有许多人不服约束，说虚空话欺哄人，那奉割礼的更是这样，这些人的口总要堵住，他们因贪不义之财将不该教导人的教导人，败坏人的全家。第十六节，他们说是认识神，行事却和他相悖，本是可憎恶的，是悖逆的，在各样善事上是可废弃的。
In Luke chapter 16, verse 14 and 15. Now the Pharisees, who were lovers of money, were listening to all these things and were scoffing at him. And he said to them, You are those who justify yourselves in the sight of men, but God knows your hearts, for that which is highly esteemed among men is detestable in the sight of God.
路加福音的第十六章的十四到十五节也说到，法利赛人是贪爱钱财的，他们听见这一切话就嗤笑耶稣。耶稣对他们说，你们在人面前自称为义，你们的心神却知道，因为人所尊贵的是神看为可憎恶的。
You see that these false prophets, these people that would lead Christians astray, are not new, and they have existed as far back as the time of the Lord Jesus.
我们看到这些假先知，看到这些要将基督徒带到偏路之上的这些人，这个现象并不是现在才有的，在基督信仰的这个历史过程当中是早就有的。
And so this is the lesson that we need to learn generation after generation.
这是一个我们一代又一代的人需要学习的教训。
To be wary of those who would use the trappings of Christianity to lead the believers astray.
让我们来警醒那些用这个基督宣称基督的信仰来将基督徒引到偏路上的这样子的人。
So how can we identify those who are misusing our beliefs?
那么我们怎样来辨明那些要利用我们的信仰来行那些主看为不喜悦事情的呢？
Matthew chapter 7 verses 15 through 20. Beware of the false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Grapes are not gathered from bushes, nor figs from thistles, are they? So every good tree bears good fruit, but the bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot produce bad fruit, nor can a bad tree produce good fruit. For every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. So then you will know them by their fruits.
马太福音第七章第十五到二十节，你们要防备假先知，他们到你们这里来，外面披着羊皮，里面却是残暴的狼，凭着他们的果子就可以认出他们来。荆棘上岂能摘葡萄呢？蓟篱里岂能摘无花果呢？这样凡好树都结好果子，唯独坏树结坏果子。好树不能结坏果子，坏树不能结好果子。凡不结好果子的树就砍下来丢在火里，所以凭他们的果子就可以认出他们来。
So what are some of these bad fruits that we can see being born today?
那么在今天的这个世代里面，有哪一些这些坏的果子我们是值得我们注意看到的呢？
The most easy to identify are those that are direct rejections of biblical truth.
有一个很简单的方法，就是那些凡是阻挡圣经真理的，这一些都是坏的果子。
Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 17 to 19 teaches us how to treat aliens and foreigners among us.
生命记的第十章的第十七到第十九节教导我们怎样来对待这个对待这个外人。
For the Lord, your God, is the God of gods and the Lord of lords, the great, the mighty, the awesome God who does not show partiality nor take a bribe. He executes justice for the orphan and the widow, shows his love for the alien by giving him food and clothing. So show your love for the alien, for you were aliens in the land of Egypt.
生命记第十章第十七到第十九节，因为耶和华你们的神，他是万神之神，万主之主，至大的神，大有能力，大而可畏，不以貌取人，也不受贿赂。他为孤儿寡妇伸冤，又怜爱寄居的，赐给他衣食。所以你们要怜爱寄居的，因为你们在埃及地也做过寄居的。
In regards to treating the poor as well, the Bible says in Proverbs 14, verse 31, He who oppresses the poor taunts his maker, but he who is gracious to the needy honors him.
如何对待贫穷人，圣经里面也有教导，在箴言第十四章第三十一节说到，欺压贫寒的是辱没造他的主，怜悯贫穷的便是尊敬主。
So what are the good fruits that we ought to look for?
那么我们所要追求的那些好的果子是哪一些呢？
Most obviously, Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 through 23.
当然在加拉太书里面第五章二十二到二十三节就说到了这个好的果子。
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control.Against such things, there is no law.
加拉太书第五章第二十二到二十三节，圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。
The fruit can also talk about expanding the Church of Christ.
我们说到这个好的果子，也说到这个好的果子能够扩充我们这个教会在地上对神所做的见证。
Therefore, we see in Matthew 13, in the parable of the sower.
所以我们这里看到马太福音第十三章。
That.The seed that fell in good soil yielded a crop a hundredfold, some 60 and some 30.
那些落到好土里面的种子可以结实百倍。
That the good fruit ought to bear fruit in new believers.
而且好的果子是理当能够在这个新信信主的人里面结出这样子的果子。
So, we ourselves, therefore, also ought to take caution.
所以我们自己也当小心。
That we ought to walk worthy of the Lord.
我们也当走在神所为我们命定的路上。
as it says in Colossians chapter 1, verse 10, so that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, to please him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God.
就像哥罗西书第一章第十节说到的，行事为人要对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上结果子，对神的认识更有长进。
That in this time we need to stand firm for what the Lord is about, what Jesus is like.
在现今的世代，我们应该坚定我们的立场，来宣称基督耶稣到底是谁。
To contrast between the false with the truth.
要将那个错误的、错谬的与正确、真实的来分辨。
Colossians chapter 4, verses 5 and 6 says, Conduct yourselves with wisdom toward outsiders, making most of the opportunity. Let your speech always be with grace, as though seasoned with salt, so that you'll know how you should respond to each person.
哥罗西书第四章四到五到六节说到，你们要爱惜光阴，用智慧与外人交往。你们的言语要常常带着和气，好像用盐调和，就可知道该怎样回答个人。
Now, how should we therefore act towards those who we have identified as one with a poor testimony?
那么，对着那些在行为上没有见证的，这些基督徒，我们应该抱有怎样的态度呢？
If they are among the congregation, the Bible tells us how to approach them.
如果这些弟兄姊妹是在我们的聚会当中，圣经是这样教导我们当如何行的。
Matthew chapter 18, verses 15 through 17. If your brother sins, go and show him his fault in private. If he listens to you, you have won your brother. But if he does not listen to you, take one or two more with you, so that by the mouth of two or three witnesses, every fact may be confirmed. If he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if he refuses to listen even to the church, let him be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector.
马太福音第十八章十五到十七节，倘若你的弟兄得罪你，你就去，趁着只有他和你在一处的时候，指出他的错来。他若听你，你便得了你的弟兄；他若不听，你就另外带一两个人同去，要凭两三个人的口做见证，句句都可定准。若是不听他们，就告诉教会；若是不听教会，就看他像外邦人和税吏一样。
And in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 25 and 26, with gentleness, correcting those who are in opposition, if perhaps God may grant them repentance leading to the knowledge of the truth, and they may come to their senses and escape from the snare of the devil, having been held captive by him to do his will.
提摩太后书第二章的二十五到二十六节，用温柔劝诫那抵挡的人，或者神给他们悔改的心，可以明白真道，叫他们这已经被魔鬼任意掳去的，可以醒悟，脱离他的网罗。
We see that often those who are trapped in this falsehood are held captive by the devil, as it says here.
我们知道那些偏离真道的，通常是被魔鬼捆绑在这一个网罗里面。
And we ought to, with gentleness, correct them that they may be set free once again.
我们应该用温柔的心来劝诫他们，好叫他们神给他们悔改的心，让他们能够悔改，脱离网罗。
If this gentle correction fails,
如果这样温柔的劝诫不起作用，
the Bible teaches us that we ought to disassociate or not associate with those that are now we would consider outsiders.
圣经教导我们，如果我们温柔的劝诫不起作用，我们就当与这些人保持距离，不和他们同伙。
2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. If anyone does not obey our instruction in this letter, take special note of that person and do not associate with him, so that he will be put to shame. Yet do not regard him as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第三章十四到十五节，若有人不听从我们这信上的话，要记下他，不和他交往，叫他自觉羞愧，但不要以他为仇人，要劝他如弟兄。
And if those that are seeking to mislead us are not amongst the congregation, the Bible especially tells us to not associate with them.
如果那些错谬教导的人，他们不在我们的聚会当中，圣经里明确教导我们不要与他们同伙。
In Proverbs chapter 20, verse 19, he who goes about as a slanderer reveals secrets, therefore do not associate with the gossip.
箴言第二十章第十九节说到，往来传舌的泄露密事，大张嘴的不可与他结交。
Proverbs 22, verse 24 also says, do not associate with a man given to anger or go with a hot-tempered man.
箴言二十二章第二十四节，好生气的人不可与他结交，暴怒的人不可与他来往。
And if those who are misleading us are actually ruling over us,
如果那些错误引导我们的这些人实际上是在我们之上掌权的，
the Bible gives us this warning in Proverbs 24, verses 21 and 22.
圣经给我们这样子的教导，在箴言第二十四章的第二十一到二十二节。
My son, fear the Lord and the King.Do not associate with those who are given to change, for their calamity will rise suddenly, and who knows the ruin that comes for both of them.
箴言第二十四章二十一到二十二节，我儿，你要敬畏耶和华与君王，不要与反复无常的人结交，因为他们的灾难必忽然而起，耶和华与君王所施行的毁灭，谁能知道呢？
Therefore,As it says in 2 Timothy chapter 2.
所以这里我们看到提摩太前书第二章所说的。
Verses 1 through 4. First of all then, I urge that entreaties and prayers, petitions and thanksgivings be made on behalf of all men, for kings and all who are in authority, so that, that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior.Who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth.
提摩太前书第二章第一到第四节，我劝你，第一，要为万人恳求、祷告、代求、祝谢，为君王和一切在位的也该如此，使我们可以敬虔、端正、平安无事的度日，这是好的，在神我们救主面前可蒙悦纳。他愿意万人得救，明白真道。
So once again, I want to encourage everyone to be wary of those who are seeking to mislead the believers.
所以再一次我想提醒大家，要警醒那些来带我们偏离正道的那些人。
And to remember the words that the Lord has given us on this subject.
让我们牢记主在这件事情上所教导我们所有的话语。
That even though there are some who are opposed or not opposed, who are trying to use us.
对于那些想方设法要来利用我们的这些人。
That the Lord still asks us to treat them with gentleness.
神仍旧要求我们，对于这一些人，我们要以温柔来待他们。
That Christ is love.
因为基督就是爱。
And his testimony ought to be of love and peace.
因为他的见证是当从爱与柔和里面而出的。
Let's bow our heads for a short word of prayer.
让我们低头有一些祷告。
O Lord, we truly ask that you would give us your spirit of wisdom.
主啊，我们实在求你，求你将那启示的灵赏给我们。
That we may know who are the false prophets and who are those who are attempting to lead us astray.
让我们能够分辨哪一些是假先知，让我们能够分辨哪些神，哪些人是要来将我们带领你的正道。
Let's continue to dwell in you.
让我们继续的藏身你怀。
That we may know you more fully and understand your will and your ways more completely.
让我们更加知道你，让我们更加明白你的旨意，看清你的道路。
That your life would fill us all.
你的生命要充充满满的来充满我们。
That the testimony of the church would continue to shine brightly.
这样教会的见证就如明光照耀一样显在这地上。
Even in these troubled and darkened times.
尽管在这样子黑暗的年代里。
We pray truly for all men.
我们为全地的人来祷告。
That your will will be accomplished.
你的旨意必要成就。
That we may dwell in peace.
我们能够居住在平安之地。
And that all men would know the Lord Jesus.
全地的人都要来知道基督耶稣。
Once again, we thank you.
我们再一次来感谢你。
And we lift up all of our fellowship into your hand.
我们把我们所有交通的都来交托在你的手中。
May we be kept in you.
愿我们真的是被你藏在你的里面。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们祷告，侍奉基督耶稣的名。Amen.